This is Audible.
Wild Side, Book 3 in the Rose Hill series. Written by Elsie Silver. Narrated by Samantha Brentmore and Jason Clark. Content warning, listener note. This book contains references to addiction, off-page drug use, off-page death by overdose, and off-page themes of child welfare, abuse, and neglect. To ensure that these themes have been handled with care, she has hired a clinical therapist as an early reader and consultant throughout the writing process. Elsie would also like the listener to know that she is not a lawyer, but did consult one on the legalities mentioned in this book. For the sake of the story, some liberties have been taken. It is Elsie's hope that she has handled all of these topics with the care and attention they deserve. Chapter 1. Reese. I hear the doorbell, and I ignore it. I don't want whatever they're selling. So I continue surfing through the options of TV shows to watch next. Nothing appeals to me. Ted Lasso left me in a slump, and being too injured to work out has me bored. Now there's 3 strong knocks at the door, and I still don't want to answer it. I come to this place to be left alone, so I pretend I don't hear it. Door-to-door people always go away eventually. But not this person. Now they knock 5 times. Pissed off now, I push to stand and ignore the sharp twinge in my knee as I march across the open living space. Whatever it is, I'm not interested. I yank the front door open, but I come eye to eye with absolutely no one. Just a clear view of the front street.
Hi, I'm Tabitha.
The firm voice comes from below me, and I drop my chin to follow the sound.
Reese, right?
There's a woman standing on my front doorstep. She has dark hair, nearly black. The onyx slashes of her eyebrows frame narrowed, chocolate eyes that are ringed with a thick fringe of lashes. She's short, next to me, most people are, but there's something about the way she carries herself that feels tall. She has a presence. I say nothing, but she sticks her hand out to shake mine anyway. I stare at it, not wanting to be rude, but also wondering what the hell she wants. This place is my haven. No one knows me in Canada. When I'm in Emerald Lake, no one bugs me. And that's how I like it.
Hi, hello?
She bobs her head again, calling me out on the fact that I've stood here glaring at her and not made a single move.
If English isn't your first language, I have some passable French. Otherwise, I'll pull my phone out to translate.
My lips flatten, and I reach forward to wrap my hand around her small one. I speak English, I mutter as I meet her eyes once more. I just wasn't expecting anyone. I can feel the calluses on her palms as she grips my hand, hard. It's a real, proper, honest handshake.
Who doesn't love a surprise, am I right?
Me. I don't love surprises. Her eyes don't leave mine, and I get the sense she's sizing me up, judging my worthiness. For what? I have no clue. We continue staring and shaking hands tightly, even though at this point the custom has dragged on for longer than necessary.